KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 15 degrees. We look for a chance of flurries today. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy and a high of 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday released his weekly arrest and incident report. And the sheriff says back on March the 9th, 50-year-old Dwayne Allen Funk of Bridgewater was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and trespass after he allegedly entered an unoccupied structure in rural Stewart by breaking through a porch window. Funk admitted he'd been staying at the residence since December of last year and had hidden a vehicle in the garage. He allegedly took several items from inside the home and garage as well. He was located by law enforcement in the basement of the home. A search of his person revealed a small container of meth. Funk was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 bond. On March 7th, 24-year-old Clarice Anderson of Cedar Rapids was arrested following a traffic stop for speeding at around 2:30 a.m. on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Anderson was a passenger in the vehicle and admitted to having purchased marijuana in Colorado. He was charged with possession of marijuana and later released on $1,000 bond. The driver of the vehicle was not charged. Later that same day, 24-year-old Junior Romaine Hicks of Lamoni was arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop on Highway 25. His vehicle was pulled over when a deputy clocked a vehicle traveling at 71 in a 55 zone and noticed the car was not maintaining its lane. Hicks admitted he was trying to roll a marijuana cigarette at the time his vehicle strayed out of its lane. Marijuana and a marijuana grinder were observed on the vehicle's floorboard. Hicks was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. And on March the 8th, 24-year-old Alex Robert Coyle of Bagley, Minnesota, was arrested in Stewart for criminal mischief in the fourth degree after he allegedly used his fist to punch a hole in the wall. Coyle was later released on $1,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop late Monday night resulted in the arrest of a man from Corning. 40-year-old Michael Alexander was taken into custody at around 9:45 p.m. for driving while license suspended. His bond was set at $300. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported after a semi and a van collided Monday morning on the northwest edge of Red Oak. Authorities say a 2010 Kenworth semi owned by Schulberg Construction of Greenfield and driven by 52-year-old Monty Stanley of Greenfield had been stopped at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48 and then was in the process of making a left turn when the back end of a piece of equipment the rig was hauling struck the side of a stopped 2014 Ford panel van owned and driven by 49-year-old Russell Serra of Omaha. The accident happened at around 10:40 a.m. Damage to the semi was estimated at just $250, while the van sustained $3,500 damage. One person was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital following an accident Monday morning in Page County. The sheriff's office said 27-year-old Kelly Renee Barrett of Hamburg was driving a 2015 Chevy Malibu eastbound on 310th Street, about 2 miles west of Hackberry Avenue, at around 7:18 a.m. when she lost control of the vehicle on the icy road. The car slid into the ditch and struck a tree. Barrett was knocked unconscious during the accident. She was transported to the hospital by Shenandoah Ambulance for a treatment of unknown injuries. The vehicle sustained $2,000 damage, while the tree sustained minimal damage. No injuries were reported following a rollover accident near Creston Monday morning. The Union County Sheriff's Office at 66-year-old Richard Cook of Creston was driving a 2008 Toyota Tacoma pickup southbound on Green Valley Lake Road when the vehicle went out of control on the icy roadway. The pickup entered the east ditch and rolled onto its top, causing about $5,000 damage. That accident happened just before 11 a.m. Monday. In the funeral announcements, Gerald Lee Simmons, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Gerald Simmons will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Pat Schaefer, age 83, of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Pat Schaefer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Charles Sandhorst, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Charles Sandhorst will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Yarger, age 95, of Messina, died Friday. Funeral services for John Yarger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Earl Baudler, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Earl Baudler will be on Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Lyle Larson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Larson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ralph Victor Riggs, age 87, of Atlantic, died March 11th. Funeral services for Ralph Riggs will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Funeral arrangements have been made by the family and First United Methodist Church. Dolores Kuhn, age 88, of Manning, died Sunday at the Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Dolores Kuhn will be held on March 27th at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bernard Davis, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Bernard Davis are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Anthony Ant-Man Jessen, age 23, of Atlantic, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Anthony Jessen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.